I know our next guest gets a little unnerved at this because Carson Wentz is his boy. He's got two boys. He's got Ben. He's got Carson. And they go side by side and with Anthony Gargano because he appreciates the greatness of certain players. And he is, of course, the morning maestro. We introduce him right now. Brought to us by the all-new Tropicana Casino and Resort in Atlantic City. Visit Tropicana.net for details. Because a couple of really interesting points today. So let's talk about the Nick Foles situation right now first. And the fact that he is number one in player sales list on the jersey, which means that every Eagle fan probably bought a jersey. What does that say?
It says that we're still on a high from the Super Bowl, and we want to buy the jersey of the guy who won the Super Bowl. But he's not the best Eagle, and he's certainly not a top five quarterback in the history of the franchise. I have a guy that starts a handful of games to be the top five quarterback.
Yeah, he had, listen, they won the Super Bowl, and he had three good playoff games, but he won five games. He won five of the six and looked bad in the sixth. So I get it. I mean, I'm not trying to not appreciate what he did. Obviously, he'll go down in the annals. But and here's the question. And I know
it bothers me, Mike.
It does bother you. I know it bothers you.
It bothers me because Carson Wentz is a 10 times quarterback that Nick Foles is, and I say that with respect and gratitude that he won the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Because an NBA player scores 54 points in a game doesn't make him a great player.
Mm-hmm.
It makes him, no matter what the game, it could be game seven of the finals. He could be Big Shot Bob, right?
Yes.
Like Big Shot Bob's got a bunch of rings,
mm-hmm.
and he hits some big shots.
Yeah.
But he's not better than LeBron James.
Exactly. It's that kind of principle. It's the principle of... you've seen athletes in following sports all your life. You've seen athletes that have that they catch lightning in a bottle for that, you know, a moment or more. Like the last guy to do it for me, like Jeremy Lin. You remember he had all those games in a row over 30 points, right?
Yeah.
And he was the sensation, and then he kind of went back to being Jeremy Lin. And but here's the question: with the jersey, when you buy it, I can understand buying it because it's a tribute jersey. Is it a violation if when he's gone and he will be after this year? Is a violation then to wear that Foles jersey? Is that disrespectful to your franchise quarterback?
Yeah, I think you got if it's an every Sunday jersey wear, you got to buy Wentz. If you're going to buy Foles, that is put some glass in front of it and you put it on the wall as like here's my Super Bowl shrine, but. That's not an everyday wear.
Yeah.
Wentz is the everyday wear. Wentz is the quarterback.
All right. Let's move on to another subject.
Right.
Which I know you're absolutely right. We feel the same way about it. You even feel stronger because your Wentz affection is like untopped. I agree with you. I've always agreed with you on this point. And it's not that we don't like Nick Foles. People say, why are you so hard on Nick Foles? We're not so hard on Nick Foles. It's just that the other guy's the franchise quarterback, and they've anointed him the franchise quarterback, and it's disrespectful to think otherwise.
Yeah, correct. Correct. Thank you.
All right, let's move on to this one here.
Bless your heart.
I have been befuddled by some opinions that roll through this town. And one is why we sometimes get so in love with mediocrity. Now, Foles is more than mediocrity, but it's kind of the same principle. Like, Rob Motti did a show, and he said that Freddie Galvis should get a standing ovation. And, you know, like, Rashawn Holmes now, losing him. Is like, how do you lose Rashawn Holmes?
And
Freddie Galvis.
Time out.
Yes.
Freddie Galvis should get a standing ovation?
Yes, that's what Rob Motti said on our midday show, yes.
I love Rob.
Yeah, I know. But it's not different than how a lot of people think in this town. So the question is, why do we seem, even though we have experienced greatness has run through Philadelphia in many different areas, why are we always beholden to the mediocre guy?
I don't know. There is something about that mediocre dude that we cling to. I don't understand. You're right. Like Rashawn Holmes, I heard the outrage about Rashawn Holmes.
Yeah,
I'm like, listen, I got nothing against Rashawn Holmes. He's what he is, right? Like he came in, gave you energy, score a little bit, can't play defense, whatever. I'm not losing sleep over Rashawn Holmes. I don't know why we think, and I don't know if it's, remember, it was really pervasive with the Flyers because it was the grunt guy.
Yes.
Like, somehow we like the grunt guy. Now, there's a difference between, say, Carlos Ruiz, who was a good defensive catcher, knew how to call a game, mm-hmm. was a contributor, but we fall in love with guys that are even below Chooch. You know what I mean? Like, we fall in love with guys.
It's befuddling to me. Because what that means is we haven't really experienced real greatness, but we have. In our lifetime, we've rolled through Julius Erving, Moses Malone.
I'll give you one guy.
Lindros. AI. You know, all those guys.
Yeah. Let me give you a guy.
All right.
Chris Coast. For some reason, yes, Chris this town loved Chris Coast. I remember going, yeah, he's not an everyday. And like, it was like I criticized their first board. And it was Chris Coast.
Yes. Well, a guy called up and he said that thing is about us relating to the underdog, since we're an underdog city, since we're underdog people, most of us, and that's why that resonates. It make any sense?
I mean, listen, I get it. We have an inferiority complex that's somehow been in the soil, even though
right.
we were the first city.
Right.
We have. I mean, we've the shadows of New York and all the other things you hear all the time. That's all true. And I guess we're raised to feel that way. Look, you know, you always talk about expecting, you know, the best and championships and
yes.
all that stuff.
Right? I'm trying to reverse the thought process.
Right, right. Now, but there is something.
I'm failing.
I don't know, maybe it's the Quaker that goes back to the Quaker roots. Because remember, the basic tenet of the Quaker is it's the group, it's not the individual.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the Quakers, and we're Quakers, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the Puritans were different. They were all about themselves and about their own rules and how they were the voice of God, where the Quakers were about the group. That's the only thing I can think of.
Look at that history lesson. That's beautiful. All right, so let's get to the Sixers quickly. Your starting lineup, J.J. Ben, Joel, Dario Covington. Your bench, Fultz, Chandler, Amir Johnson, Bolden, T.J., probably Furkan Korkmaz and Muscala, which leaves actually one spot left for, we'll get to that later. Is that team, with Smith and Shamet, is that team better than last year's?
No, but it could be with one player, Fultz. If Fultz is legit, like if Fultz finds himself, then you would have a third guy who could score.
What is your feeling on that particular thing now? Right now?
I think he improved. I actually like Fultz.
Yeah, I like him too, but like right now, what is your sense of him going through that lab?
Right now, I mean, it's not as good as a team that ended the season. It's not. They still need guys that can score. Like, what they need is guys that can put the ball in the basket. But I'm holding out Fultz because I think Fultz could be a difference.
All right. Of the three guys for the last spot, Furkan, Smith, and Shamet, what two need a sport code deal?
Furkan just plays no defense.
Furkan's in the sport code?
I don't know how Brett doesn't like guys that play no defense.
Yes.
I play Holmes. So I could see him using Zaire in the Justin Anderson role.
Okay. So Zaire Smith does not have a sport coat.
Correct.
You're talking now, Furkan and Shamet wear the sport coat.
I would lean toward Shamet in the sports coat only because I think he's very, very raw.
Okay.
So, and then one thing that there'll be pressure from above for Furkan to at least dress in case you need somebody to shoot at the end of the game or whatever.
Yeah, but they're also going to be, they're after Kyle Korver, so that might change things.
I hear you, KK. I don't.
Double K coming back. Your boy.
I can't do that. I don't want anything to do with
that. We formed a mutual hate society for Kyle Korver when he was here, didn't we?
We hated the K's, remember? We hated Kyle Kendrick and Kyle Korver.
Yes, we were the CEO and COO of the Hate the K Club. All right, Anthony, have a great weekend. Pleasure.
Yeah, you too.